everyone. Welcome to MVP Tech Talk. My name is Richard Hay, and I'm Microsoft MVP, and my co-host and fellow MVP here is Sean Keane.
That's right, and this show is designed to share best practices on career soft skills, IT topics, and dev solutions with our community.
And today we want to share, you know, developers develop on Windows. Windows is an OS that is very customizable, and we can set it up to work the way we want to work. And we want to give you some advanced tips to show you around the OS a little bit in order to help improve your efficiency of doing different things in Windows. So Sean, to start off, what's the most important thing somebody can do when they get that brand new Windows 10 device?
Well, Richard, I think that the most important step in becoming a power user is to be confident with your system. And you can't be confident unless you are sure that your files are safe no matter what happens. You know, accidents and theft aside, every hard drive has a limited lifespan. And it's important to be prepared for that before you need the backup. So setting up a backup in Windows 10 is actually brilliantly simple. And I'll walk through that right now. All right, so to get to the settings in Windows 10, all you need to do is use the Cortana search box. It surfaces all the control panel options very easy. And if you put in the keyword backup, you'll see that you can access the file history settings very directly there. I'll go ahead and give that a click. And then you'll see here that all you need to do to set up a backup in Windows 10 is to have a place for that backup to be stored, whether that's a network location, an external hard drive, or in my case, I'm just going to use a little USB key here. So I'll just go ahead and plug that right in, just like that. Then I'll click Add a Drive. We'll select that new drive that I just plugged in here. And then that's actually really it. And you know, that turns on the file history. All of the files, documents, pictures, videos in your user account folder and your OneDrive that are stored local will be backed up. No other action is needed. You can just rely on that from this point forward. If you want to, though, you can tap on More Options and get a few more fine-tuned settings in how you set this up. Now, this is by no means a best practice, but I personally don't need my files backed up every hour, so I choose this to back up every day. So at the end of every day, any files that I changed in the previous 24 hours will be copied to my backup. The files that didn't change don't need to be copied again to save space. And then speaking of space, I choose to have file history only use my backups until space is needed. So when my drive gets full, it just starts dumping off the oldest versions of those files. Really, really handy. And then you see here, it lists all of the folders that are in my user account folder. And if I needed to, I could exclude one from being sent to the backup. Really, really great stuff.
So once you got your files and backups in place and you're protecting your documents, it's time to start customizing the system. And Windows 10 allows us to do that in a lot of different ways, Sean. And one of the two of my favorites is Quick Access File Explorer and Quick Access Toolbar. And I want to show everybody how that works. So you come over to File Explorer, and when you open it by default in Windows 10, it automatically tracks your recently accessed files and your recently and frequently used folders. You can see it here on my content page, so I can click right here. It's a shortcut to that document, so I double click and it opens up that PowerPoint presentation that I was working on. If I don't want this data to be seen in my Quick Access content area, I just go up to the ribbon and I click the View tab. I then click Options, and then down here under Privacy on the General tab, I just unclick those two things and you'll see the recently accessed files are gone, and only my pinned folders are available. There are four folders that Windows 10 pins by default. That's your desktop, downloads, pictures, and documents folder. Now, what's great about this file dialog is you can put any folder there, local drive, OneDrive, or network drive, and have them easily accessible in all file dialogs. So you're talking about being just one click away from a constantly used folder as opposed to having to drill down through, say, three or four levels. So it's an extremely handy tip. Now, the other one I want to show everybody is the Quick Access Toolbar. And this also is available in File Explorer, actually, and you can see it right up here at the top. It runs from the top left. That's the icon of File Explorer. But all of these settings here are customizable. So you can click on this little down arrow and you can see if I unclick and undo it, it disappears and takes that command off. I can add those commands to the list, so there's undo. And it's a one click, that's control all. So instead of having to go through and find that on the home tab ribbon, all I have to do is click it and it will select all. Now, what's great about this is I can click on any item on the tool on the ribbon and quick access add it to my toolbar, even if it's not on that initial shortcut. So extremely handy. Now what's cool about this is available in several other programs. Word, PowerPoint, Excel, WordPad, Paint, even the Windows programs that are built in. You can get in there, and let me open up a Word document just to give you an idea of what's available there. So you can see, I've actually, one of the customizable items of this dialog in the toolbar is the ability to move it below the bar. And so I've actually got this displayed to below the bar, which is actually, in my opinion, a lot cleaner. It allows you to see the commands very clearly, and I can access any and all commands, customize it. Like I said, Word has its own set of predefines, or you can click on the ribbon and select something. PowerPoint, Excel, all of those programs have their own predefined shortcuts to make a great quick access toolbar.
Yeah, very handy. You know, I use that all the time to copy the path of a shortcut or an icon so that I can quickly paste it into an upload dialog later.
That sounds handy.
Yeah. You know, the Quick Access Toolbar also has keyboard shortcuts.
I didn't know
that. You can press Alt and the number of the position, and it'll press the icons in order. So, you know, in your example, you had Undo as the first icon. Alt-1 would actually press the Undo key on the Quick Access.
So keyboard shortcuts as well as mouse keyboard shortcuts for that Quick Access Toolbar.
Absolutely.
Very handy.
You know, the taskbar has a similar shortcut that not many users know about. The position of the icons you've pinned to your taskbar actually have keyboard shortcuts involving the Windows logo key on the keyboard. For example, on my screen here, if I press the Windows logo and the 3 button, it switches to File Explorer, or launches it if it wasn't already running. This comes in really, really handy for me. For example, on the Surface Pro 3 here, I don't have a dedicated print screen key, but I can press Windows key and 2 to launch the snipping tool and begin a new snip. I use that on every PC I own just because it's consistent and provides a great way to start an app anytime I need to.
Very handy. What is there? You mentioned the trackpad and other shortcuts. Is there anything I can do with the trackpad to shortcut?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the trackpad has really been promoted in Windows 10. Windows 8 had a big focus on touchscreen. Windows 10 brings the enhancements to the trackpad, and you see evidence of that where all of the laptops that Microsoft's producing and even partners have much bigger, nice, luxurious trackpads. What you can do with that, you know, many users are familiar with two-finger tap or pinch to zoom in and out, two-finger scroll. But the Windows 10 brings a few more functions with other finger combinations. For example, if I take three fingers and tap, I will open up the Cortana window. If I use four fingers and tap all at once, it opens up my Action Center and gives me a quick overview of my notifications I may have missed. You can also use three fingers to slide, and that has three different ways to implement it. A three-finger slide down is Show Desktop, just kind of pulls everything down. Three-finger slide back up restores them right back into view. And then if you slide up again while everything is already visible, you actually get a quick overview of everything you have open on your screen.
Which is Task View.
Task View, yeah, absolutely. And if you take three fingers, just hold them down and then begin sliding left and right, you actually get the Alt-Tab dialog, so you can switch back and forth to your running tasks with ease with a trackpad gesture.
Those sound like pretty handy options to be able to just reach out real quick instead of having to grab the mouse and mouse yourself to a certain spot to do a command to quickly get up and down and in and out of different programs.
Absolutely. It takes a lot less control, and it really just becomes motor or muscle memory to just, you know, quickly swipe down and get what you need.
All right. Very cool tip. So the last tip I want to share, Sean, in our tech talk is another area of the notification and the taskbar. It's the notification area, and that's those series of icons that are down by the clock. And a lot of people don't realize it's actually very customizable. You can choose what displays there and what doesn't display there. And there's a file dialog for doing that in settings. However, there's also the ability to click and drag to adjust these icons. And this is a tip I only just learned about a month and a half ago. So down here is the area I'm talking about, down by the system clock. The icon right next to the clock is the touch keyboard shortcut. That can't be moved. It's in its place. That's where it lives all the time. Now, you can't turn it off, but if it's on, that's where it's at. Next to it is the Action Center, which you just showed that great tip for accessing Action Center with a four-finger tap. And we can, of course, access the same thing with a mouse keyboard shortcut. That is also in its place. Cannot be moved, doesn't go anywhere. However, all these other icons can be clicked and dragged into new locations. So if I want my sound to always be next to the Action Center, I just grab that, left-click, drag it over, and let it go. And there it is on the screen in its place, and it will be there. And I really love to customize my systems to put those kind of things in all the same places. My taskbar icons, like you said, it standardizes which Windows key and number I push to access that program. And then if you've also got a little area on the notification area where they hide icons. And it's a little caret, and you click on it, and it displays those hidden icons. But I can also click and drag one of those and bring it down into the visible area. And so I can put it in any spot I want and have it accessible. If I don't want something here, I just grab it, I drag it back over to the caret area and drop it, and it's now hidden again. So you really have the ability to customize where your icons are, where the notification icons are. And for me, it's like that muscle memory you talked about. It's the ability to look and see where I want to see the information at. And Windows 10 really has been built to allow all users to customize their system and get it working the way they work best. There is no strict kind of one-way road. This is how you use it, and that's what you're stuck with. You actually get the opportunity to make it customizable and work just how you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate making it mine and making the system how I want it to work. You know, thanks for joining us for the MVP Tech Talk.
No kidding. Thanks for tuning in. And stay tuned to Channel 9 because MVP Tech Talk is a new series that's being put together. And we're recording this week actually during the annual MVP Summit. So make sure you come back to Channel 9 not only to see our tip video, but to also see all the other great videos that are going to be put online over time. So take care and stay safe.
Thanks.